In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the Sunday of the Feast of the Saints of North America. The saint that is known, or a saint that is unknown, in this, the new land to which Orthodoxy has traveled. This is the Sunday on which we specifically remember all of them. Today we celebrate the presence and the ongoing life of the Orthodox Church in these new lands. Today we celebrate, in other words, that we are here. And as we do so, though, it is important not to give thanks to God just that we are here. It is also important to remind ourselves on this Sunday of that question, why we are here as well. Why are we here? And this is certainly not the same question as why are you here or why am I here? Each of us can tell a story of personal conversion or a story about why we have lived a life in the church. But why are we here? What is the point of having an Orthodox church in North America? What is our mission? And does it make any difference whether we are here or not? You know, Christianity in this country is a very complicated business. It's a saturated market. According to a recent yearbook, there are around 220 Protestant denominations. 220. Over 35,000 independent or non-denominational churches. Those Protestant churches that don't associate themselves with an established denomination. These are churches which choose to worship according to ways that they define on their own. In this country, Christianity is very much a marketplace. And there is a flavor of Christianity for everyone. If you don't like what is preached or taught or taught or practiced, you can vote with your feet and go find another place. Or by golly, you can go and start your own church. Faith and belief in God in this country is like an enormous buffet, right? A buffet restaurant. And you can load your plate with what you like, or you can walk on by and just ignore anything that makes your lip curl. So maybe this is one answer to that question, right? Maybe this is one answer to that question of why we are here. Maybe the Orthodox Church is just one more serving tray among thousands in the great American buffet of Christian worship. Maybe we are here for folks who like their Christian and their Christianity served up with old world flavor, a big strong glass of nostalgia. Or maybe Orthodoxy is for those who can't live without their liturgical toys, right? Without incense and icons, without bells and bishops, without vespers and vestments. That means that Orthodoxy is not for everybody, right? And if you don't like kissing candles, or kissing crosses rather, or lighting candles, please don't kiss a candle today. If you don't like kissing crosses or lighting candles, if you like four white walls, right, and a pastor who preaches in flip-flops, that's okay. There's a place for you. The buffet has much to offer. Maybe you're hungry for something from Grandma's table. In that case, our Baptist brothers and sisters will treat you just fine. Maybe you're hungry for something fussy yet refined. And you're sure to find something that you like on the Anglican menu. If you're on a budget, check with the Methodists. You can often get that same Anglican dish at a more sensible price. If you're in a festive mood and you have a couple of hours to kill, keep in mind that a Pentecostal lunch comes with a song and a dance. And at the local megachurch, your best self is invited to name and to claim a latte on the couch. Maybe it's been a tough day, one of those days, right? And all you really want is meat alone, bread alone, beer alone, and a table alone. Pay the Lutherans a visit. Or maybe you just don't know what you're hungry for. That's okay. There's always the Presbyterian soup of the day, sure to be trendy and probably crowdsourced. Many people think of Christian churches this way. Christian churches don't think about themselves this way. But very often people shop for their place of worship depending upon what they like. And I'm sure many people think of the Orthodox Church in that same way. I think many Orthodox people sometimes think about the Orthodox Church in that way. But this we know for a fact. This is not why the missionaries brought the church to North America in the 1700s. St. Herman and his brother monks from Balam did not travel to Alaska so that 225 years later, Americans might have yet one more choice among thousands about where to spend Sunday morning. The church is not a choice. The church is a chosen people. The church is not a buffet to satisfy the servants. The church is a banquet that honors the King, always. And the Orthodox Church, no matter where you are, whether it's North America or Russia or Greece or Serbia or Kenya or Japan, the church is here. We are here. Because the church offers us the one thing needful. The one thing that rises above all else. We are here to hear the word of God and to do it. That's it. That's why the church is here. You and I as individuals, we might be here because of certain choices that we've made in the past or certain circumstances into which we were born. But we are here as a family. We are here as the church in North America precisely because this is the place where we are given the strength and the courage and the hope and the healing to say and obey the four most un-American words in the language. The four most un-American words in the language are, "Thy will be done." That's it, right? Those are the four most un-American words in the language, when you put them all together at least. But that's why the church is here. That's why the church is here. The Orthodox Church is here so that we might live up to the words of the Lord's Prayer, very simply. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. These four words, let's face it, these four words, thy will be done, these are not words that in general people are in the habit of saying. They're words that we're in the habit of hearing. They're words that we might want others to say to us. The Holy Trinity of the wider American culture is not Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In our land, more often we worship the Holy Trinity of me, myself, and I. There's so much around us that teaches us and trains us and encourages us to say, my will be done. And to resist ever saying to God or to our neighbor in need, thy will be done. But that's why we're here. That's why the church is here. Our calling as Christians is to realize that what God offers us is far more valuable, far more tasty than anything that we could cook up. That's for certain. But for this to happen, to receive the gift which God does offer us, we have to surrender. We have to surrender ourselves, just as our Lord surrendered to his Father. We have to choose love. It's always a choice. To choose love, love of God, love of neighbor, when all the other voices around us say, no, don't do that. Choose self-protection. Choose self-promotion. As the Apostle Paul writes to the Romans this morning, those who hear the law are not the ones who are justified. The justified are those who do the law. And this law, we know, is that twin commandment of love. That's what the law boils down to, the twin commandment to love God with all that we have and to love our neighbors as ourselves. The church is here so that we might get up every single day and say to our Father, thy will be done, no matter how crummy or how selfish or how petty we may have been the day before. Our life in the church, this beautiful riot of Orthodox exuberance, all the stuff around us, the holy mysteries, our worship, our prayer, our communion with God and with one another, all of this is given to us so that over time we might be strengthened to say thy will be done, that we might be strengthened to begin caring about only the things that Jesus cares about. To love as he loves, without exception, without limit, and without partiality. Nothing can replace the Orthodox Church for those who truly wish to live the Lord's Prayer. Nothing can replace what the Church offers. From day one, right, this is the second Sunday after Pentecost. From day one, the first Sunday of Pentecost, and the very first year after our Lord's ascension. From that day to this day and every day, the church offers us life with Christ. That's so crucial, right? Life with Christ. Not just life in his name, or not just life inspired by his teachings, or not even just life in his memory, through his church, Jesus Christ, offers us the gift of himself. In the Holy Spirit, and to the glory of God the Father. And as we receive the gift of his holy presence, as we deepen our communion with God, as we deepen our communion with one another, as our love for Christ grows, that law is no longer a burden. It's no longer hard. Love brings peace and love brings freedom. So brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the memory of the saints of North America, may we also renew our commitment to living out the Lord's Prayer. Not just praying it, but to living it out. May we be doers of the law, not just hearers. And may we say along with our Lord each and every day, not my will be done, but our Father in heaven, thy will be done. Amen.